Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando, a.k.a. Frodo, you know who I am. Anyway, today is Sunday. It's 6 a.m. It's time for another Great Inferno talk show. today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. Things on the news and, you know, what's in my mind and what's in your mind. We'll talk about that. First off, let's talk about this. I don't know if you guys probably been listening or looking up online about the pirates up on over there and somewhere on there, where is that? Hold on, let me take a look at this. Somali. Okay, the Somali pirates, they're apparently seizing ships and oil tankers, and recently they hijacked the one of the Saudis' oil supertanker carrying more than $100 million of crude oil that was hijacked last week. I don't know if you care, but this is kind of fun. Actually, pirates are still on the loose, huh? This is not the same pirates as the Pirates of the Caribbean. And pirates is not... It's not cool, even though Johnny Depp said so. It is not actually. Pirates has been known to, they're doing right now, to seize, to threaten people, to do everything some bad people would do. There is no such thing as good pirates, I don't think. Now the Islamist fighters actually threatened to attack the pirates because they did that, because they hijacked the super tanker from Saudi, and actually there's a Islamist fighter called what do you call that? One second here. All right. So the Islamist group has threatened to launch an attack on the pirates if they don't release the tanker. And they don't want any international back peace process. And they say they can do it, and they base on the, the pirates angered the Shihab, and it's a militant Islamist group that controls much of the southern and central Somalia, and again they don't want any international back peace process. They say I'm pretty sure they probably can do it. And if the pirates want peace, they say that they'd better release a tanker. That's what the Sheikh Ahmed, the spokesman for the Shihab group in the coastal region of Haradir. So the question is, you think you'd be able to do it? With all that, all the hijacking, they're messing with the wrong people here. Don't you think so? I would think so. It's gonna clash between the pirates and the Islamist fighters. It's gonna be a huge battle. Move on here a little bit now. I sure hope that they would get everything taken care of over there in Mogadishu, over there in Somali, and pirates need to stop seizing ship. I believe the Somalia itself, the government itself, it's just in a chaos. They can't control the pirates. There's no authority whatsoever. They think they can do whatever they want. They have all the guns that they need, and then the ammo and stuff like that. Pretty much they can do whatever. That's all pirates want to do. Okay, enough about pirates. And believe me, they don't talk pirates. I want to move on here, and we are moving on to a new segment here. New segment. And what I want to do is just maybe get a caller over here in a little bit. As my co-host, my wife, actually, we're going to be talking that a little bit about some stuff in here that that needs some attention, you know, as far as the news and the current events. Hold on just a second. All right. All right. We're going to be talking about the, are you done?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how are you today?
Good. I'm doing better now that you're home.
Oh, good. Kids in bed already?
No, they go to bed late.
Mm-hmm. Bummer. All right. Now, we're talking about the ex porn star. Actually, there's a school. There's a an ex porn star that works into New Jersey school district, and the school wants her fired, and the news says that the elementary school and a cafeteria worker, a cafeteria worker, and the playground monitor, who had an extensive career in the adult industry, you know, the porn star, is becoming a New Jersey school district's legal nightmare because of some of the parents in Vineland, New Jersey, as well as the Board of Education president, want Louisa C. Tuck fired, and that's her name, Tuck. Okay, but
yep.
District officials were advised by their lawyers and those from the New Jersey School Board Association they have no legal grounds to terminate the 32-year-old from her $5,772 a year part-time job as an aide in the lunchroom and playground. You know, that's what the Daily Journal reported. Now, and then they said we have no real legal stance or legal right to do anything for two reasons. He says, one, it's not illegal, and two, it's not on school time. That's what Superintendent Charles Ottinger told the newspaper. Apparently, Tuck, who went by the name of Crystal Gunns, that's G-U-N-N-S, when she starred in adult movies, and then, you know, she did performances and photos and all that stuff, and for, it's been like 5 years since she was involved with adult entertainment. She also works with with children in local YMCA, and people were saying that you know, it's dismorality. They're saying that President-elect has admitted, Barack Obama has admitted to doing crack, and he's going to be the president. He's president-elect. Doesn't make him a bad person, you know. That's what Tuck says, Ms. Tuck. And then referring to the Barack Obama's book, you know, when he wrote about that, and also he said she referred to Bill Clinton, the smoke pot. Oh, she's referred to two Democrats. But anyway, here's the questions. So the school wants her fired. The question is, I mean, can we do this legally, Don?
Probably not.
Okay.
Unless she's like doing something that is inappropriate towards the kids.
Exactly. Now this is, my main question is probably goes, how did she get hired in the first place? You know what
right.
I mean? And how did she get, who hired her? Who, you know, it's not a bad thing to have done that, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be something. I don't know what she looked like or what she, you know, who she is or anything like that, but, you know, ex-porn stars dealing with the kids, you might want to, reconsider that.
Right. Maybe if she lied on her job application, though, they could fire her. And
for lying, of course.
Yeah, it depends also on, like, the state, because, like, over here in Wisconsin, it's called at-will employment. That means that the employee can quit without notice for no reason at all, and that also means that the employer has the same rights, that they can fire somebody with no reason at all, and it's both legal. So it depends on the state's laws also.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Press the wrong button.
So now
all right.
Huh? What's going on with that?
I just pressed the wrong button. Go ahead. I just pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I mean, like, if she lied, I mean, okay, either she put that she was a porn star on her job application,
mm-hmm.
or she had, like, a lot of jobs, because usually they ask you for like, 5 years sometimes,
mm-hmm.
especially, like, things like that. Like, if you go apply at the casino, they even ask, like, 5 or 7 years past employment
right.
history.
Right.
You know, so either she told the truth and they're like, you know, I don't want to, like, say that those people are, like, thinking bad thoughts, but maybe they're like,
right.
maybe
and,
this
and also,
the way she dressed and stuff.
Yeah, and also, I mean, and everyone can change, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like she's still doing that and, you know, still have stuff out there. And this,
well,
you know,
she
I mean,
probably does, but.
What?
Well, so she probably still has the stuff out there, but she might not be doing it anymore.
Right, and I mean, everyone can change, and I do believe, and change, you know, personally, spiritually, and all that stuff. And I do agree with what you're saying. I don't agree with those people that want her fired just because of her being an ex porn star. You know, they should really consider that. I mean, if they fired her because of that, I mean, you know, the Ms. Tuck would have a case against them, you know, for discriminations or something like that. Any thoughts on that?
Not really. Like, just that it's not like maybe that's the only job she can find now or something, because maybe she lives
right.
in a small town, because that's not much, $5,000 a year.
No, it's not. It's just part time. You know, it's not like a you know, like $500 or you know, even $50,000 a year or anything like that.
Yep.
But yeah. So I want to move on. All right. Playing that music in there. But okay, and let's move on over here from from porn star to I don't know, from just really sick individual. But anyway, this is in Moundsville, West Virginia. A West Virginia mother faces charges after being accused of burning a word wimp, W-I-M-P to you, wimp, into her 6-year-old daughter's neck. Burning a cigarette, burning a word wimp.
Wow.
You know, maybe she meant pimp. Just kidding. In her 6-year-old daughter's neck. Now, Tammy Smith, this is on, again, this is a newspaper, in Moundsville, West Virginia, so that's, you know, it's all public, so I can say her name. Tammy Smith is charged with five counts of child abuse and of malicious assault, and that's all felonies. And the Moundsville police chief, Jim Kudlak, said that the child told police that her mother used a cigarette to burn her. You know, Smith's daughter told authorities that her mother burned her because she was angered. Get this, she was angered that the girl tripped and fell. So that's why she wrote wimp across her neck. An employee of a child school noticed the burns. So apparently that, you know, the kids went to school, and an employee at the school noticed the burns, and police were called right away on Wednesday. The girl is on foster care right now. The 43-year-old Smith is being held in jail on $50,000 bond, and the cop says that they don't think that she has all the you know, the lawyer or anything like that yet. And I think, from my personal opinion, I think she should stay there. You know, she should stay there. And I don't know where she get that. Am I punishing a kid for a trip and fell? I mean, it's crazy. I think they need to examine her head. What say you?
Yeah, it's like an anger issue. She must be angry about something, the mother. You know, and then, like, she has her daughter, and then she just takes it out on her daughter because, you know, she probably don't know who else to take it out on. And so she takes it out on her daughter and definitely needs to call on to the Lord, you know, because
right.
the Lord, you know, so, I mean, like, every parent's tempted to like, you know, be upset or angry with their child, you know, when
well,
they do
I mean,
something.
I,
But yeah, I know what you're saying. That like she just tripped and fell, but maybe like she keeps telling her daughter to do something, and then or like her daughter's been whining all day, you know, and stuff like that. And she's just like okay, I had it, you know. But still,
well, regardless,
even if that's
regardless,
the case, even
yeah,
if that's the
that,
case, though, she
yeah.
needs to hold on. Let me finish, please.
All right, go ahead.
So even if that's the case, still she needs to call on to the Lord, you know, tell her daughter even like. You know, I need to be alone for a little bit and go in her bedroom, whatever, and pray for the Lord to give her strength to, like, calm down. Because,
well,
you know,
you,
I mean, like I said,
well,
everybody's
tempted with that. Have you ever thought about that?
Not that particularly. Saying that like, everybody's tempted with the same thing, maybe not, like, the same, like, dealing with it in the same way. But
Every mother and parents, are you saying that everyone's attempted to, like, burn a word wimp on their kid's neck or something like
you
that?
You didn't let me finish.
That could be, well, I know,
you
but I'm just saying it's like.
Okay, let me finish.
All right,
go
ahead.
What I'm saying is every parent may be tempted to hurt their, like, to be, you know, to be upset with their child, right?
Right.
So, but doesn't mean it's okay to burn, you know, like, maybe she's tempted in a different way, you know what I mean? But my point is,
right.
is whether you're tempted to do that
anger.
Or not doesn't mean
right.
make it okay. That's my point.
Exactly. I mean, everyone is mad. I mean, Jesus himself was mad. I mean, he got mad.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one time that says in the Bible he was, you know, he turned over those tables and all that. But anyway, that, you know, even the perfect, as perfect as Jesus was, or he is, as a man was, you know, he got, you know, he was angered. But we're all tempted by that. But if you think, you start thinking about, like, you know, I'm going to burn that. I mean, it's talking about premeditation. I mean, how do you
right.
spell WIMP, like four letters with burnt cigarettes on a child's neck? You know
yep,
what I mean? I
exactly.
mean, it's just like, I mean, you got to show some compassion.
Exactly,
I mean,
like you said. Like
she needs to have her head examined. Yep, and also maybe she's taking some heavy dose of drugs or anything like
true.
That. And then she doesn't need to be, you know, she can't be a parent. You know, she needs
exactly.
to be locked up
like,
away from that.
That might
away
not
from
be
that
even
child.
Like that might not even be street drugs. That could be like she could be on like antidepressant or something like that. It caused like
mm-hmm.
some kind of reaction like that. So it's not
right.
good to take those
well,
mind controlling
yeah, I mean,
drugs, you know.
Pharmaceutical will never claim that.
Exactly.
You know, anything that's like well they will just wave it off. It's just that's just nonsense. I mean overdosing, yes. But you know, they will probably just wave that off as one of the symptoms of making, you know, I mean, there's the drugs out there
right.
that the symptoms that's really altered your mind and altered your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly,
then, you know, they don't really care.
Like some of those drugs out there, they do, they like, they, you know, they alter your mind to where you can have anger that sometimes you feel like you're going to hurt somebody, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
why they say, like, call your doctor if you feel like you're going to feel like hurting, you know, yourself or somebody else, you know. And
mm-hmm.
she probably just, like, maybe she didn't even realize it's what she's going to, you know, that's building up to. And, you know, it would just pray for
mm-hmm.
the little girl that Lord will heal her and comfort her wounds, you know. Because, like I said, though you might be tempted like that. And if you're taking drugs, you know, whether it's, you know, antidepressant or whatever, you know, it makes it harder for you to call unto the Lord. So it's better just to do things naturally, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry. I don't know if you heard what I said, so.
Yeah, I heard what you said.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on that, right?
Right.
So
we're not totally.
I'm not saying it's okay that she did that.
Right. I'm not saying that you're saying that, but
okay.
you know, the way you're like, you know, use an example. We all tempted, you know, like, what do you mean? We're all tempted to, like, burn cigarettes on our kid's neck. I mean, kids can be, you know, gets in your nerves, but it's not like that. It gets on my mind and gets in the people, the right parents, you know.
Exactly. So I think that you brought up a good point about that, about mind-altering drugs. Or, yeah, one of us did. Okay,
mind-altering drugs that can lead to, like, sometimes, you know, it would, like, triple your anger. But you know, like it's a lot of stuff that can be lead to that. Now the all right, we'll go in from that to a Florida. That's a slain Florida mother dialed 911 from car from the trunk of a car. Right, so this is Tampa, Florida. A young mother called 911 from a trunk of a car because it was found. What? She was found slain in an abandoned home, police said. Investigators are now using an eerie recording as they try to piece together what happened to Jennifer Johnson. So that Jennifer Johnson is 31. Law enforcement officials declined to discuss details of the call. And this is kind of an eerie there. Hold on a second here. Johnson's family reported her missing a week ago when she failed to show up for a birthday party she planned for her 2-year-old daughter. The night before, she was seen arguing with her ex-boyfriend at Tampa nightclub. Police said that the two were last seen as parents home around 3 a.m. So they're saying that she called 911. Apparently, this is after she was found slain. So they are saying that maybe she called. Maybe she called while she's dead. Is this something that you want to believe in here, Dawn?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Can you sum that up real quick? So she was found,
okay.
A 31-year-old was found in
the
trunk of a car.
She was found dead in the trunk of a car. Apparently, she called 911.
Oh.
She called 911.
Okay.
She probably died already in the shrine. And my heart goes out to the friends and families and the left in there. Now they're saying that the news said, I mean, the internet was saying that she was found slain in the bedroom. That's why she called 911. Now they're saying that the kind of an eerie and very chilling and disturbing, apparently maybe it was the ghost of her that called 911. I mean, I know that maybe before her death, you know, she called 911.
Right, and like, so are they saying like how soon, how much after she died that she called?
They didn't say. I mean, she was found dead, so she's more likely to be alive when she called 911.
Yeah, so I mean, like, well, pretty much, I mean, like, if it's 5-minute difference, maybe 911 call center had different, like, 5 minutes ahead of time rather than the coroner, you know, their watch
right.
is just off or not synchronized, you know, it could be what happened. And some people might like to believe that because they think that people come back from the dead, you know, but that's not really accurate according to the Bible, people coming back from the dead.
Right. Yeah. That is not actually accurate. Excuse me. Now, the 91 recording is not being released, but they're saying it was just terrifying. Man, that was just, you know, I mean, they were describing it as, like, chilling and eerie, you know.
Yeah.
Because, it's just something about, like, because, you know, she's dead. I mean, they maybe ruled it. It was she was dead for hours or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so they received the call, like, maybe, you know what I mean? So it doesn't fall into, it's kind of hard for them to believe. Now, the boyfriend's actually behind bars on unrelated charges, but actually they are, you know, more, you know, he's more likely the suspect or more, you know, he is a suspect. So family, more and more, you know, they pray, and again, you know, this is kind of a thing that, yeah, I mean, they should, I don't know what to say about that. It was just, it's kind of a eerie and, you know, I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. Let's move on, shall we? Yeah?
All right, yep.
All right, hold on just a second here. We'll move on here real quick. We'll be right back. right, here we go. We're back again. Boy, that's a quick break. We've been talking about the current events today, and I know it's going to be 30 minutes into the hour. Now, let's talk politics a little bit, eh? Shall we?
Okay.
Let's go to saying that. All right, Obama was saying that he will do what's necessary to fix the economy, and that's what they've been trying to say. President-elect Obama's, his top advisors insisted Sunday that Obama's economic plan would be big enough to handle the country's financial challenges. But he declined to speculate about how large the plan would need to be. You know, during the presidential campaign, Obama proposed a $175 billion stimulus package over a two-year period. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his economic advisors said have said that recently the package would need to be much larger. So it'd be like, they're looking at it like, man, that's going to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
And they asked Obama if they would scale up the package. You know, he didn't really give it anything. Because of the our economy is such a such a mess according to them. Obama's coming senior advisor, I think his name is David Axelrod. Said he thinks Obama is going to do what's necessary. So they would embolden that. They would put more in there. $175 million. Do you think that's going to be enough?
Million or billion?
Billion. $175 billion stimulus package over the two-year period.
Well, was it like $40 billion that President Bush just did?
You mean the last stimulus package or the bailout?
Yes. The last stimulus package.
I think it was somewhere around there. I'm not accurate on that, but anyway, do you think Obama and all of them is going to be doing this? They'll do whatever they can to fix the economy.
Well, on the economy is, I think first of all, there was an email going around a while ago that says instead of giving those companies like AIG a $700 billion bailout, they should just distribute that wealth, to the American population. They were saying breaking it down to like $285,000 per person. Well, yeah, that would boost the economy, But then again, there will probably if everybody got like $200,000,
mm-hmm.
it will probably turn out where like a house, like it's normally a $100,000 house, would turn into a $1 million house, and then we would end up in a worse situation, because the inflation would rise. I think $175 billion, that might be enough, and who are they all giving it to? How much does it work out for each family? But I think most important, the more effective way of a stimulus package would be like from the government would be just to keep the gas prices low, like they're going lower and lower. If the gas prices get at least to right now I'm thankful that they're $1.89 here in Wisconsin Dells, but if they get down even $1.39, but even if just $1.50 a gallon, imagine the people that fill up two or three times a week, right? Maybe it costs like when it was like $4 and stuff, it costs like $100 to fill up every time. Well, it cost them instead of $100 to fill up twice a week, it costs $200. That's $400 extra, and that's really where the mortgage crisis I think fell into play, is because people had to choose between paying for gas to get to work or do they pay their mortgage. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's like the more effective way. Yeah, money is nice, But like to get money for nothing, Sometimes it seems like nice, but then is there, I think the most effective way, like I said, is for gas prices to stay low for the government, And
all right. I think the Obama administration, I do believe they're going to do whatever they can. But if they can't fix it, I mean, who to blame? They're always going to go back to the previous administration because they have to blame something, somebody. Anyway,
yeah.
that's the whole thing going in there. From Obama to Bush, now the Bush Bush plans to start a library called Freedom Institute, and this is the outgoing the president George W. Bush plans to open a presidential library in Texas, and found a Freedom Institute to promote democracy. His wife Laura Bush confirmed to peruse El Comercio Daily. That's what they said. You know, he was in Lima, Peru, I believe. The president will build a library in Dallas, where we will move to, and a Freedom Institute. I guess this is what what they're going to call it. She said in an interview on the public on Sunday that. The institute will give us probably will give them the opportunity to work on issues and important things, she said. What do you think of this, Don?
When you're talking about that, I'm just thinking about then Dick Cheney's wife like writes a book, a children's book on Congress or something. That's what comes to the first thing in my head is like, I wonder what that book is called. But maybe they'll have that book in that library too. So is it like a free library that people can go to or what?
They're just trying to help on that's what I'm saying. I know there's going to be a lot of Bush haters going to be nailing me for that. We can already see that comparing him to Hitler, you know.
Hitler didn't start a library, did he?
Well, I don't think he did, but, because they always, especially people in the left, some of them are like, they always compare stuff to Hitler, compare a person, President Bush. I've seen that online and, what the Bush is doing and everything like that. I think it's for the better.
Is for the better.
I think it's for good for people, for a community and all that. And I don't think, excuse me, I don't think President Bush and the family and all that, I don't think they care about the haters, about people that hate them, as long as they're doing it through the eyes of God and eyes of, then they have a good conscience. I don't, They should be able to, do whatever they want.
Exactly. I think that when you have Lord Jesus Christ in your life, if people are talking negative about you, at least you have somebody to call on to help you get through those tough times.
Mm-hmm.
He's been having people talk about him
in a bad way
for several years. So you smell something burning? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go check on the food. I'll be back. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll be here. Mm. Man. There you go. Yeah, you cook some, you burn some. But anyway, let's move on here. I know that's I think we're going local here. That's some of you guys from around here in Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin. That's in the Midwest. Wisconsin is north of Illinois. Just kind of giving you a geographic location. Let me get back over here. All right. We're back. You here, Don?
I am.
You are. How was the food? Was it burning?
It is not char broiled at this point in time. So I added more water. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Charbroiled tastes good sometimes, but today it's not charbroiled. I'm just kidding with you.
All right. Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to laugh. Okay, let's go local. And I'm reading this on the Wisconsin News and WISCnews.com. Exactly. It's one of the local news that we have here. It's really interesting because I looked it up and I was reading through it and I'm like, what's the big deal? Now, and this is written by Andy Steinke of Dell's Events, and that's in the Capital newspaper. So I'm giving credit and I'm going to read half of this and we'll talk about this. It says Lake Delton man's actually a man requested to rezone his property to allow a coin-operated laundromat, and it was denied by by the Plan Commission and Village Board on November 10th, actually. The man owns two adjacent properties on East Adams Street, a single-family resident and an apartment building, and he wanted to make the single-family residence into a laundromat. I think I know where that is. I think that's over there by the near Wilderness Resort.
Yeah.
A man has a mixed-use zoning on his property right now, and which is a commercial district, and was seeking conditional use permit to rezone the residential building. So he wants to, like, a coin-operated laundromat into his, turning that into a laundromat to, like, a profitable, property or because I think it's because a lot of people are going to be going there, especially with this new, students, and I think it's a good idea. Eastman said that they counted 26 stalls when he's visited property recently. I think they are blocking it. They don't want him to building or putting up a laundromat in there. My question is because I think it's because it's not in code. That's what they're saying here. Now, is that a really good idea to put a coin operated laundromat? What's the big deal on that?
I think that, like, sometimes it depends on where Adams, what part of Adams, because the city may feel that if that's the one over there,
Adams
but I
Street,
think it's like
not,
big.
It's not the county.
What?
It's not the county. It's not the county of Adams.
No, it's
Adams
the
street.
Yeah, I know
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Sorry for saying it like that. But there is a laundromat on the main road. And I think Adams Street is the block behind that. So it depends on where it is. If it's on the block, say it's like one block right behind there, they may feel that, like you said, it may be not up to code. Or they may say that because, you see, they're going to be using city water and they might think that it's going to be putting too much pressure on the water main. And then also, they may think that there's not a demand for that. Because there's already one there. So
oh, okay.
That's what I think.
The one I mentioned earlier about the 26 stalls is actually the village zoning administrator said there were zoning issues with the property. As far as parking lots, parking spots, and he said that they counted 26 stalls, and according to the village ordinance, the two buildings should already have at least 30 parking stalls, and it would need at least 33. If the single-family residence was made into a laundromat, that's what they said. And also the Dalton Fire Chief Andy Schultz said that his biggest concern was changing the residential property into a commercial one because of the different sets of codes and that needed to be met. So that's a code, that problem that they're running into. I mean,
because of electricity and things like that too.
I think so. Yeah, and then the concern. That's a lot of concerns in that. And like you said, old well, and the property needs to be properly abandoned, and the driveway would need to be at least 100 feet from Highway A. Highway A. Anyway, I thought Adams Street is right on the other side, but anyway, they unanimously voted that, so I don't think they're doing that, but. I believe that's going to help, the students, the kids, or the the guest of hotel around the area there.
Right.
They're going to be big stuff, and right now they say no to laundromat.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know, I don't go to laundromat very often, but if it is where I'm thinking that Adams Street is, that laundromat, it's not always busy. I mean, there's, usually washers whenever you go there, so I really don't think there's, that much of a demand.
Right. Yeah.
I don't go there every day, but I went there a couple times whenever I went there. Because I think the higher demand is actually, here in the Dells, I think it's called downtown, where, the main, shopping strip is. that would be like higher demand, because whenever I try to go to those laundromats,
mm-hmm.
they were always like, you have to like wait for a washer or wait for a dryer, you know. So like
mm-hmm.
I think more in the downtown Dells, because that's where more people live, because like really the hotels, like maybe people sometimes go there, you know, to the regular laundromat, but a lot of times they don't
mm-hmm.
want to leave the hotel, so they might use the hotel's facilities.
Right.
So that's my thought on that.
Oh, okay. I mean, you do a lot of, you know, you have laundry at home, and, you know,
yeah.
how do you survive with your 13 kids?
No, it was pretty hard. We used to, I think we had to go to the laundromat, like, a couple times when our washer wasn't working, and then we got a new washer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried, we have double load washer, wash, like, at least eight loads a week. You know, we use we have on our website, shoppingsuperhighway.com, we have like laundry soap that we sell called Snap. It's a Snap line. And
when you snap your finger?
Yeah. Yep. S-N-A-P. And we have the laundry soap, and we have a high energy efficient washer. You can
mm-hmm.
use it for higher energy efficient and top
mm-hmm.
loader washers. And when you use it for high energy efficient washer like we have, I can... I can use that for like 80 loads, so it lasts a long time. And then like also like Snapline has a fabric softener that lasts like 500 to 1,000 loads. So I kind of try to save money by shopping through our website, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the Lord helps, you know. I find folding relaxing if I do it myself, whereas with the kids, I want them to
mm-hmm.
learn how to volunteer, you know.
Right,
But I do tell them sometimes to fold laundry, but
okay.
I don't like having to keep telling them, you know, so I just start to fold. But, yeah, that's how we
folding.
Do it in laundry.
Right.
Folding.
Well, let's move on over here real quick. I'm going to change the subject over here. And, stop that. From folding to spooning, okay?
Did you say what?
Spooning.
Spooning.
Spooning, yeah. Cate Blanchett. Do you know who Cate Blanchett is?
No.
She plays the Russian or the Ukrainian lady or Ukrainian chick from the Indiana Jones, you know, the Crystal Skull. You know, the Ukrainian one. She's in a lot of movies, too. A lot of movies.
She the blonde or the black hair?
She's
the
black hair.
She's
on the latest one.
The one that was like working
that.
For Hitler.
Yeah.
She's the one in that.
She's on that. She's also into Lord of the Rings. You know, she's one of the elves.
Okay.
The Oscar-winning actress is actually. She's saying that the secret to a happy marriage. Is actually spooning in bed. That's what she said. Hey, that's the Oscar-winning actress who has three sons with husband Andrew Upton told Oprah Winfrey, the Oprah, she said, and quote, someone once said to me, and I think it's quite true, that if your bodies actually fit together when you're sleeping in bed, I'm not going into much detail, you're in good stead. She's saying that, you know, that's actually one of the biggest secret recipes. She's not saying it's one of the biggest secret recipe, you know, into happy marriage, but she's actually she's saying that's actually the secret of it. She said when you can spoon with someone, then you're okay, because you might not vote the same way, you might not have the same politics, but sometimes that works for people. And Blanchett and playwright husband Andrew Upton have three sons, and like I said, you know, who cares? The Academy Award-winning actress appeared in Harrison Ford's movie Indiana Jones, like I told you guys, and also in a lot of movie. Now the question is, you know, I mean, I don't know about spooning because I, you know, I do prefer forking than that, because I don't believe that having a, you know, I mean. If you don't have a fundamental beliefs with your husband or wife, you know, because he's mentioned something about here that you could, you might not have, you know, you might not have voted the same way, you might not have the same politics or issue, but sometimes I work for place. It starts from there. You know what I mean? If you don't have, because if you're divided, if your house are divided, or if your kingdom, we talked about that in the Bible, if your kingdom's divided, even, you know, it can't stand itself. And even, you know, if the devil's, you know, kingdom is divided, you know, they can't really, just like America right now, you know, divided, so they can't, it's not going to last. Cannot stand. And having a fundamental belief has something to do with it. And Bible talks about relationship with your spouse, about love, respect, and et cetera. Okay, what can you weigh on this a little bit?
I think like that it's very important to have Lord Jesus Christ in the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, because
do you think spooning is the only secret to happy marriage?
No, I think that the Lord is the not necessarily
mm-hmm.
secret, but the number one thing that helps to have a happy marriage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible, like you said, it talks about, like, well, husbands need to love, honor, and cherish their wives,
mm-hmm.
cherish them as, like, and honor them as, like, a weaker vessel. They're not, like, less of a person, but they're, like, you know, that the husband needs to care for the wife as he cares for himself, you know. And the wife, it doesn't even say that, you know, like, well, it says she needs to love, respect her husband, and be submissive to him as unto the Lord. It doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't say anywhere that man needs to submit to the woman. It says the woman needs to submit. It means that respecting the husband, even if she disagrees with him, you know, that she'll, like, ultimately say that he's the man and, you know, trust that the Lord's leading him. And through that, you know, God, that gives, the feel good about himself, you know, is what I think.
Right.
So it's important to respect the man. And so I think that's, like, you know, the most important thing. But, you know, spooning is nice sometimes, forking is nice sometimes, but that's not most important thing.
And if you don't believe in the same, like I said, fundamental beliefs when it comes to, like, Bibles, even politics and stuff, I mean, that's,
mm-hmm.
that would, it would start from there. You know, it would start, like, rotten from the core, from the inside out, you know? You know, the Bible talks about, like, you know, the wives and the brides and stuff like that. They talk about it in 1 Peter and chapter 3, and it says, don't be concerned about the outward beauty that depends on fancy hairstyle, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should be known for beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. You know, that's what it says. And a lot of women out there or wives out there that, you know, they think they can just do whatever they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to be submissive to, you know, to your husband. Well, you know, if they don't believe in that, again, you know, the numbers don't lie. You know, that's small numbers of people that just, you know, to get together or stick around without the biblical beliefs about marriage. You know,
exactly.
And in the same way, and it says it talked about in 1 Timothy chapter 3:11. In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. So, what do you think about that?
I think that's true. Like you said, not malicious. I mean, not talking
mm-hmm.
like maliciously about your husband. Not going to be like talking to, you know what so and so did. Yeah, like you know,
mm-hmm.
and talking about them. I mean, like really, when you talk about somebody, you need to think in your mind, like, what if that person like came up behind you? Would you still be talking that way? You know, you need to think about that.
Don't.
And then
it's always fun to talk about people that are not around.
Well, not really, because the Lord hears everything, you know.
I know that. Well, bad talking. You mean like backstabbing? Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
But if you know,
the word malice actually malicious comes from the word malice, and malice means that you are intending on hurting somebody. that's where, like, where you get, like, the degrees of, like, malicious intent means that you're intending to hurt somebody. So if you're, like, talking maliciously about them, you're really, like, you're trying to hurt them in some way. So if you're talking to somebody else about them and you're intending on getting that other person to think negatively about the person you're talking about. So, like, say you're talking to Joel and your name is Nick and you're talking about, like, Manuel, you know, you're telling Joe, like, hey, or I forget the names I use. But anyway, you know, Joe and Nick are talking about Manuel, and Nick's telling Joe about, oh, you know what he did, because he wants Nick, Joe or Nick wants, you know, the other person to think negative about Manuel. Mm-hmm. That's like malicious intent. And that's like Bible warns against that.
Huh.
You know, even if
right.
like, you know, you're,
right.
You don't like that person particularly, and you want, you know, you still need to be
right.
kind about them, because that's what love is about. You know, you need to love your enemies even if they're mean to you.
And also, it's like, I mean, it's Oprah, and, you know, I mean, it because it's sad to say that, you know, a lot of people or women out there that's going to be looking into that and saying, oh, as long as we're spooning, we're okay. You know,
yeah.
Because Oprah said so, or
right.
because Kate Blanchett said so, because
yeah.
because, you know, Britney Spears said so, because
yep.
you know, like, you know, those big names and stuff.
They're not looking to
what God says and what, you know, what their fundamental, you know, beliefs in the Bible.
Exactly, because, like, a lot of people think, oh, the Bible was written 2,000 years ago. But God is the same today as he was yesterday, and he'll always be. Whereas, like, you have Oprah Winfrey, famous right now, you know, but, like, you know, in, like, 2,000 years, who's going to remember, you know, Oprah Winfrey? You know what I mean?
She will be remembered as one of the guests from Obama.
Well, yeah,
but,
well, you know, like, very few people remember very few people that, you know, like Aristotle and stuff like that. He's remembered, but who else was along a time that he was along, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what that means.
And what I'm trying to get is, you know, people are, like, really looking in, you know, when a famous person says anything about, you know, like marriage, you know, how to raise your kids, what to eat, you know, what to not. There's a number of people actually that look into that and follow that, because they are, you know, their head and their eyes is plugged into this television and plugged into the media.
Exactly.
Well, plugged into the world, as you call it. And there's a lot of, that's what the, you know, because we're so culturally diverse. And, you know, and I it's sad to say that that's why there's a lot of the higher rate of a divorce is now day of age because of that, because they're not looking to, you know,
and
for
speaking
guidance.
Go ahead. So, speaking of the divorce rate, can you read that back to me, like the question that you originally answered about malicious and trustworthy? Was that the question?
Oh, yeah. They said their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything.
Yeah, that means that, like, the husband, that he can trust her with, like, the money. Maybe, for instance, you know, this is, for instance, one time, like, I mean, like, not one time, but one instance, like, you know, say that your husband and wife, and the husband says, go ahead and be in charge of finances, you know, and then the husband did something that the wife disagreed with, and then she's like, oh, I'm upset with him, so I'm going to go spend his whole paycheck on clothes. You know, that's not trustworthy.
Well,
that's, you know, that's not worthy of respect, you know.
Yeah, you can probably do that, because you probably have a rich husband.
But anyway, that even if I did have a rich husband, that doesn't give me, like, a right. I need to have in my mind that, you know, God sees everything. He knows the intent of the heart, that I can't just, like, go and, you know, I mean, even, like, even little things, like, you know, if, say, that your husband says, like, don't eat chocolate unless you get his permission, you know, because maybe he don't want you to get fat or something like that,
yeah,
you know.
<that's>,
you need to, like, respect that.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you have to respect that. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to go pig out, you know? But anyway.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, just, you know, you should have a right mind to do that. Or,
yeah,
like, you know, if you're eating too much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, husband should not be able to tell you what you can eat and what you cannot. Because you should know what's good for you and what's not. You know, so anyway, spooning and forking and knifing. Knifing? But anyway, so speaking of you know, the happy marriage and all that. Again, you have to be able to, you and your husband or wife or anything, to be able to submit to the Lord as a whole body,
yep,
of Christ. And then, and I think that's you know, that's a lot of Christians and families out there are missing out. You know, I mean, there's, I know that's got probably because there's a wife out there that's not submitting to the husband, and there's husband out there not submitting to the wives.
You just said that the husband's not submitting to the wives.
Well, they should submit.
You
what
don't
I'm
believe
saying
that.
Is, right. Well, they, let me rephrase that. The husband should love his wife just like Christ loves the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
right. Jesus loved
you don't,
the church before they were
just
lovable.
Because your wife, yeah, exactly. Just because your wife submits, you know, just because your wives are the wives to the husband are submissive, that doesn't mean you have the right to like beat them, you know,
right,
or take their rights to be a human being. I mean, there's a lot of, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's what it means. But it doesn't give you, wife does not give you any higher being, you know, or above the husband. Well, you know what I mean? Just like it doesn't give you any authority over your husband.
Right.
You don't have authority over
your husband. You don't have authority. Like, in God's eyes, like, Jesus the top, then the husband, then the wife, then the kids. And like, you know, he has, like, his, I don't know what it's called. It's not necessarily, like, it's not a pyramid. It's, like, more like a, I don't know. But it's, you know, it's like Jesus
right.
the head of the husband, and the husband
mm-hmm.
is the head of the household.
Yep.
And then the wife is, like, you know, submit to the husband in order, like, especially,
right.
well, not only especially if they have kids, but if they have kids, the kids need to see that the wife is respecting the husband, because otherwise the kids won't respect the husband, won't respect
right.
their dad
right.
or the husband.
And also,
you know,
I mean, I'm glad that we both agree that spooning is not the secret to a happy marriage. You know, I mean, it might be, you know, part, because once you start following each other, once you start, you know, loving each other, once you start respecting one another, once you start submitting to your husband, and once you start following what the biblical, you know, teaching about the marriage and stuff like that, and the spooning will come, and
yep.
the other things will come. You know what I mean? That's not a first priority, and that's what I'm trying to tell the listeners that stuff like and things like that. So. In that case, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Don, you want to do it? Do you have a final thought on your website or anything like that?
Yeah. I was going to mention about the Snap Fitness, because we were talking about folding.
Yeah.
And we have one customer, you know, folding laundry. And I was talking
mm-hmm.
to you about the fabric softener. We have one go ahead.
Hold on a second. You said Snap Fitness.
No, not Snap Fitness. Snap Line. You go
Snap
over there
line.
To our, you go shoppingsuperhighway.com.
Right, about 60 minutes, 60 seconds.
Okay,
go.
Then you click on home care, and then you look for Snap Line, and then there's fabric softener, and one of our customers really likes our fabric softener because she says she can go like 3 days later and her clothes not even wrinkled. Sometimes like clothes might be a little bit wrinkled, but if you hang them, they like the wrinkles fall like right out. So like that's what I like about ours.
What's the website again?
shopinsuperhighway.com.
Okay, that'll do it. Well, thanks
right.
for your time, Don, and thanks until next time. We are going to be talking about, well, whatever the current events and the news on the media and that. And we'll, pretty soon I'm going to be talking about websites and how to start your online business online. and also some business thoughts, and I would like to talk about spirituality. And join us at greatinferno.com. Blacktalkradio.com/greatinferno.